Hello, Saints. Todd here with SafeguardYourSoul.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so blessed to have these moments together in the Word of God. And remember, Saints, there's nothing happening on God's planet that is even remotely as important as the work of the gospel and feeding the sheep of Jesus Christ, for whom He died to save, so that they can grow in grace, they can be edified, they can be equipped for the work of the ministry according to the scriptures. And let me just guarantee you this one thing: by the grace of God, this outreach will continue to unapologetically endeavor to preach the whole of the Word of God, regardless of who gets offended or not, in Jesus' name. And please remember that your prayers and support are vital to this operation. Thank you. As we close, we will read this passage here in 2 Peter 3, beginning in verse 1. The second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. Amen. The Word of God stirs up our pure minds, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandments of us the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their lust, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? See, that's what the people at the bottom of the mountain were saying. We don't know what happened to this Moses character. So they're saying, Peter's telling us right here, they said, we don't know what happened to this Moses character. Let's do our own thing. We're weary of waiting. But Jesus said, in your patience possess ye your souls. Luke 21:19. Jesus said, you must endure to the end to be saved. The Bible says it's through faith and patience that we inherit the promises of God. I believe that's Hebrews 6:11-12. So 2 Peter 3, Peter was prophetically telling us of what we have now today, what we see around us, and we're going to have leading up to the return of Christ. Where is the promise of his coming? Where is it? I don't see it. In other words, and since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. So let's just rise up to eat and sit down to play. Let's just live wantonly instead of sanctified and holy, set apart to the Lord. Because he's coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that is without blemish, but is holy and set apart unto him. Ephesians 5:25-27. 2 Peter 3:5 continues, for this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished, that is, during the flood of Noah. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in other words, unexpectedly, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. And then he says this in verse 17, 2 Peter 3, ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away of with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Father, we ask you right now to quicken us, Lord, with thy fear in our innermost man, and cause us to hearken unto thee, O God, in all things, astutely as your disciples, and not to be, Lord, prevent us deliver us from evil, prevent us from being led away with the error of the wicked, that we fall not and we don't regress or digress from our own steadfastness. But Lord, bless your people, Lord, to have hearts of flesh, to be strengthened with might by your Holy Spirit in our inner man, and to grow in grace, multiply your grace, Heavenly Father, and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God bless you, friends. Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, Scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all Scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among his people and through his beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen.